It's coming.
Dig'em.
And it tastes so sweet.
You'll hop when you eat.
Yep.
Hold on to your tummy. We got something good.
Hey, did you know?
If I had my way, I'd start every day
with my hauntingly delicious cereal.
It's so good. I could wrinkle every time I eat it.
Oh, no, just the one time.
Oh, just single time today?
I don't know what accent that is.
The one thing.
Just the one single. I don't know. Okay, bye.
That reminds me. Hello. Hello, and welcome to Serial Killer. I am your host this week, Maria Spertolozzi. But with me, as always, is the lovely Anastasia Washington. Hello, Anastasia.
Hi.
I recently found a handkerchief that I think I'm going to start using now on all of my like digital calls to be like, hello, and just wave it like an old timey lady from the 1700s.
I love that for you. I do.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it.
So today we'll be discussing one particular murder that led to the biggest pop culture wedding. One of the biggest pop culture weddings in recent memory.
Ooh, okay.
So, first, I will introduce my cereal. So,
yes.
This is the cereal I had at my house, at my parents' house, because my mom bought it for me because it has lemurs on it and she knows I do this podcast.
Okay. All right.
So, it's Leapin' Lemurs organic peanut butter and chocolate cereal.
Perfect for you to try without me.
Exactly.
Perfect.
That's what I said when I saw it. So I have a little bowl here that I've already pre-poured.
Love it. I did a pre-pour too, so I get it. I get it.
Oh, more food. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. I mean, it tastes like Reese's Puffs, but probably without as many chemicals.
And you don't want the chemical.
I would say there are not a lot of ingredients in this, honestly. Way Ooh. Less ingredients than normal.
I love that.
But yeah, it's like cornmeal, whole grain cornmeal, cane sugar, mm-hmm. peanut butter, molasses, fair trade cocoa powder.
What?
I know.
Ethical and everything. I love an ethical treat. I don't know what that means.
But so, yeah, it's pretty good. Dry.
Okay. You're digging it. Did you just choke?
With milk, yes, I choked on it. Don't mind me. Oh.
Okay. I mean, I was like, I can't do anything from here.
Hood milk.
All right.
Okay. So now it's in milk. And I mean, I feel like it's going to be a knife up as well with milk. Mm-hmm. Knife up.
It's a knife up. Okay. All right. I'm a little jealous that I can't try it. But I also don't want to die.
What's that? It's very peanut buttery.
I'm good with not dying today.
Today we'll be leaping back in time to the 15th century. There we go. Before we knew what lemurs were, I think, probably.
I don't know.
They live on like one tiny island off the coast of Africa. So I feel like we did not know about them for a long time.
I definitely didn't know about them back then because I didn't exist. So that works.
So today I'll be talking about the Black Dinner, which was inspiration for the Red Wedding in Game of Thrones. Now, spoiler alert for Game of Thrones. But the Red Wedding is when... Sean Bean's son, Rob Stark. I know these names.
You know him. You got this, girl.
Rob Stark was supposed to marry Lord Walder Frey's daughter, but then he was like, haha, just kidding. I fell in love with this other lady, so I married her. Sorry, you can marry my cousin. And then Walder Frey was hella pregnant, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then Walder Frey was like, no, I don't agree with that. So when you come to this wedding, I'm just going to murder you and like everyone that you brought with you to this wedding.
Right. But he didn't put that on the invitation.
No, that wasn't on the invitation. That was very much like an after dinner situation. It was like everyone's drinking their coffee, having their dessert, and then suddenly murders.
Yeah, which pissed me off because cake, you know.
I mean, it's not even considerate. Where, like, let the people eat their dessert.
Let them eat cake. That's a thing that people said. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
So. This murder at a wedding was technically, the historical event was not at a wedding, but it was a, like, meeting of two warring clans. So in 1400s Scotland, early 1400s.
Sexy. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. It's probably not that sexy. Like, we think it is, but
it's
then,
like, let me say, like, imagine Braveheart. It's like a lot like that.
Except for not with actors. So just kind of gross, like, actual men that have to do, like, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, so it was full of warring families, much like on Game of Thrones. People were vying for power to control the throne. And King James I had been murdered in 1437. 14, not 19.
Sure.
And so King James II becomes king at 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you know, just a nice little baby king. Just a nice, cute little baby king as the King of Scotland, because Scotland was still its own thing, not part of the UK, which was not a thing yet.
Right.
And so
it probably shouldn't be a thing anyway. No, I'm not going to get into politics. A little good.
Ireland had the right idea.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. Good to do. Me.
So, there are many clans. There was among them the Douglas clan, who was trying to and was slowly gaining lots of power amongst these warring clans and getting allegiance and things of that nature. So, in 1440, King James II hosted members of the Douglas clan as a, like, sort of peace offering dinner that was sent to be organized by possibly several other lords of different clans who wanted to come in and, like, sort of swoop some power. Because, you know, 10-year-old king and all.
Right.
The thing I found weirdest was it wasn't like he was just king. It wasn't like when King Tut was king, where it was like, no, actually his mom was in control of everything because he was
right.
10.
Don't they call it like King Cons or
it's something. There's like a, yeah. A, yeah, there's a word that goes, like, in front of it.
That's, I feel like it's a consort, like, but not king. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's not consort. Maybe that's something else. Don't quote me. Okay, fine.
So in 1440, William Douglas and his brothers and their court was invited to dine with the young King of Scotland. They were given hospitality and they had a lovely meal. And then at the end of the meal, after everyone was finished, they put a black bull's head in front of William Douglas, which back then was a one of those death omens that you hear about in things like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And so everyone was like, oh shit. And then they took all the Douglas men out back and beheaded them.
Oh, see, yeah. This is not a fun dinner. I don't want to be invited to dinner. First of all, I do like Scottish food. I will say that, but not enough.
I do not like Scottish food and I would not attend this dinner.
Oh,
and
I would totally, if there was not murder. But
also in my notes, I wrote down, I don't understand why anyone in 15th century Scotland would go to anything hosted by a rival clan. That just seems like a bad move on everybody's part there. Just
that's fair, but maybe they thought, like, peace? No?
They're like, maybe we could, or maybe we could kill the king, and then we could, no, maybe.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So, they murdered them, and then the king was like, well, wash my hands, done with this lovely time, and now everything will be peachy. But everything was not peachy. And for the rest of his reign, it was marred by murder and bloodshed, where he would take out his enemies in unceremonious ways, such as this, until his untimely death. Everyone really, though, back then died untimely deaths.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that anybody dies timely deaths, because what schedule are we on? What is the time limit? Time.
What is the time? What does timely even mean comparatively?
Right. I don't know. I don't feel like that was a time that I wanted to die, is what I'm saying.
It's fair. That's fair. But yeah, so it makes sense why George R. R. Martin took this event and turned it into a wedding, because it brings that extra element of like grandeur and pomp, and also means that like way more people would be there than just a casual dinner, which I'm still trying to understand and doesn't totally make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in history we have a lot of these type of dinners. Like, I feel like Vlad the Impaler also did one of these, where he invited, I feel like, the council members or like the lords of whatever, and they were like supposed to come over for dinner, and he was just like locked the doors and slaughtered them. Yeah. So well, I feel like that was their MO, maybe.
Because then in 1700 Scotland, there was another similar massacre that was a group of soldiers was lost in like a storm and came upon this rival clan's castle and was like, oh, can we stay here for the night and seek shelter? And like, we promised to put down arms and all of that. And the rival castle was like, yeah, of course. And then just like murdered all of them in their sleep.
See, this is why people don't trust people, right? Because humanity has not shown us such things. You
this
know?
Is especially why you don't trust aristocracy. There's no rules once you get to have that much power.
And I feel like the episode before this and this episode also just goes, do we want to stay other places? Because it feels like maybe it's not. Right? Maybe stay home.
It's kind of dangerous.
It's very dangerous. I'm just kidding. I can't wait to go traveling and go to weddings.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing is, in researching this, I did find a number of weddings where either the groom got very upset and murdered the bride in a fit of passion.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah, that happened a few times.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and then, that cake smushing thing, that's, don't do that. You might get murdered.
You might get murdered. You might just get straight up shanked. That cake might have just a nail in it.
Damn.
So then there was an unfortunate man in California in 2019 who was murdered on the day of his wedding, but not by his like family or the bride's family. It was just like these two, I think it was maybe gang related.
Okay.
But he got, yeah, like horribly beaten and murdered on the day of his wedding.
I mean, I'm ow. And no.
And no, thank you. And,
I'd rather not, sir.
I would just prefer if we didn't. Yeah, it seems...
Sir, I am getting married. Please do not.
It seems that weddings don't have the same like murder rate that holidays do. People are generally happy, or they just like call it off, and they're like, not for me.
I mean, that is like the one... Right. It is one of the one days of the year that people actually bathe in the past. True. So maybe that's why people are happy. They took a bath.
Everyone was like, oh, I smell nice.
Flowers. Yeah, like, you know, like.
Feel all, you know, gussied up and fancy.
There's some grooming happening. Back then, grooming didn't happen very often. This was the day of the grooming, you know?
Yes.
So.
Let's say, if you're lucky, grooming happened once a year.
Yeah, so that's positive, you know. I always think it's really gross that the don't throw the baby out with the bathwater is actually literally because they would lose babies in the dirty water because...
You're like, I don't know where it went.
Right, because the man went first in the bathing and then all the way down to the youngest.
Yeah, with the same water that they didn't change.
Same water.
They were like, this was clean, so now it is still clean.
Still clean. I will say, okay, so because of the theme of this one, it's not exactly the same time period, but there's this thing going around that is really funny. It's I kind of want to make it a thing, but
These are Victorian slangs that I want to bring back.
Yes, okay. Amazing.
Okay, so giggle mug. That means you're always smiling. Okay.
I love it.
Bitch the pot. Can you guess what that is? Because I couldn't.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It means pour the tea. Oh. Bitch the pot. Got the morbs.
Oh.
And I got the morbs, which means you're temporarily sad. You're sad just for the moment.
Yeah. I got the morbs.
I got the morbs.
Oh, I got the morbs today. I just can't get myself motivated.
Just got the morbs.
The morbs.
Tight as a boiled owl. Which always makes me kegel every time I hear it.
I was going to say that.
And it doesn't mean anything with you, Vag. It means you're drunk.
What does that have to do with a boiled owl?
I'm not sure. Okay. What happens when you're poked up? I'm poked up.
You're high?
You're embarrassed. When you're poked up, you're embarrassed.
These make no sense.
Where's your sauce box? In Victorian slang, where is your sauce box? Point it's to your sauce box. It is your mouth. What part of your body is this next one? Cupid's kettle drums.
Your butt.
Nope, it would be your boobies.
Well, that makes sense too. I feel like that makes sense.
And this one is to describe a certain mood. Not up to dick.
Unhappy.
Unwell. So you are sick if you're not up to dick. Yeah, which makes sense because sometimes when you're not up to a good dicking, it means you're unwell.
Something's off. Something's going on. Something's
off. That is your Victorian slang. Use it in a sentence today.
Use it today. Share it with people.
Share it with people and watch them look at you like you're crazy.
And then next time you watch Game of Thrones, tell all your friends about how it's based on historical events.
Yes, exactly. I love it. I love it. Learn something new every day.
Exactly. It's the goal. It's just something new.
Something blue.
Manageable bite.
Something old and something new. I don't know.
That's a whole separate topic, but I could talk forever about the idiotic traditions that go along with weddings that started for like superstitious reasons.
Yes. That might be a whole podcast in itself. Wedding traditions and their morbid base.
And their morbid, upsetting bases. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them were like, so you don't die.
Yeah. Oh, or so you don't smell and die.
Yeah. Carry this because you probably smell and then you might die. So.
Yeah.
Two birds with one stone here.
Oh, to live in the good old days. The
golden times. No, thank you. I enjoy indoor plumbing. Thank you.
I'm fine. I'm not going to be going to Westworld, so I'm good.
No, coming back for season 4, though, surprising everybody.
Haven't seen a single season. Saw one episode where black people went back in time to go to Westworld, and I said, not my family. They wouldn't even go to Mount Vernon. So come on. That doesn't track for me.
This makes no sense, BB. Anyway. Oh, but yes, that's our shorter episode this week. Just give you a nice bite-sized bit of history.
Love it.
To go with our nice nuptials for the summer.
Knife down for killing people at their wedding or at any group meeting.
Knife down for killing people when they've explicitly gotten hospitality and consideration from you. Because then, that's just confusing. And then no one knows who to trust. So just don't do it.
This is why people are in therapy. And a lot of other reasons. But
this is up among them.
This doesn't help, okay?
Where can people find you, Anastasia?
Well, they can find me probably at Target. No, you can find me
at the Del Taco drive-thru.
Definitely at the Del Taco drive-thru, getting those crispy chicken tacos on. That was so good. Anyway, now I want a crispy chicken taco. Just kidding, I'm fine. You can find me at Anastasia W on Twitter and TikTok, at Anastasia Wash on Instagram, Anastasia TV on YouTube, where we also do another podcast called High Reality, which you can find at High Reality on all of the socials. And yay.
Yeah. And then people can find me on Twitter at Maria Longname. And you can also, if you like D&D, listen to a live stream that I do with a bunch of other fun people every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. And it's also a podcast available on wherever you're listening to this podcast.
What?
I know, it's crazy.
Amazing.
And yeah, and yeah, I would say knife down for murdering people, knife up for the leaping lemur cereal, knife down for lemurs being endangered.
Knife down
That's
for
the,
that.
The sad information I got from the back of this box.
Yes, knife down for that indeed.
Knife, but yeah, knife up for weddings.
Yeah,
sure. All right, guys. Well, you stay safe
and don't be a dick.
Bye.